So thinking about some of the things you're talking about, what about the issue of EGFR antibodies like cetuximab? Where does that come in and where do you think it's heading?
It's a great question. I don't really have a good answer. It clearly does not have the same impact as the kinase inhibitors in the EGFR mutant cancers. I think that's pretty safe to say. And that comes from phase two studies. It did have some effect, modest, but some effect in unselected patients with non-small cell lung cancer when combined with chemotherapy, the recent FLEX trial that Tom talked about at ASCO last year. Cetuximab, I think, is a very different beast. Cetuximab, which is an antibody, is really good at blocking EGFR, which is this receptor. It's very good at blocking the activation of the receptor when it's induced by ligand. And without getting too complicated, EGFR can be activated by growth factors, ligands, that bind to the outside part of the receptor that's outside the cell. And that's how it's normally activated. That's how God intended it for it to be activated. In these cancers with EGFR mutations, they don't require ligand. So having an antibody around that really blocks a ligand from activating it, it makes sense why it may not be so great. It still binds to the receptor and can perturb things, so it may have some activity, but it's nothing like the tyrosine kinase inhibitors. So kind of see them completely separate. And it's attractive to think that when cancers are treated with radiation, when cancers are treated with chemotherapy, they're suffering. The cells are suffering. They have to survive in the face of that insult. And one of the mechanisms that they may employ so that they survive these insults is to secrete these ligands to activate the receptor, which will make the cancer cells survive. And so this may actually work very well, cetuximab, with these chemotherapies and radiation because it blocks this adaptive survival mechanism. But it's a very different way of how EGFR is being activated than the ones that have these mutations.
Do you think that that in some way might explain what we think is the synergy between cetuximab, for example, and head and neck cancer? And I guess starting to maybe think this could be an option in terms of lung cancer.
Yeah, I do. Again, this is all based kind of on preclinical data because it's hard to get these mechanisms worked out on patients. But there is a lot of data from laboratory studies that cancer cells, when insulted with radiation, activate the EGF receptor to help it survive. And by blocking it, you can really augment the effects of the radiation. I think that's exactly what we're seeing with squamous cell. I'm a little bit underwhelmed by the cetuximab data in lung cancer. So if it's there, that may be what we're seeing there too. But it's not. I think the radiation in cetuximab in head and neck looks a lot more impressive than the chemo with cetuximab in lung.
Interesting.